You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Show here on RBN. We have been talking about gardening, bitcoins, tokens. Okay.
Making, as they would say, in the movie Old Brother, we're out there making money in the service of the Lord. Give me another couple minutes and then I'll do a prayer and get out of your hair. That was cute.
You're not in our hair, buddy. Rick, do we have time to talk about silver real quick?
Yeah, we do. And by the way, here's good news. That gal came back. I got a picture. I'll send it to you of my Walmart shopper. This is terrifying. You're not going to believe this. speaking of orange and pink, I'm growing some Nadinian patients in orange and pink, and I intend to put them together, and this is not a joke, put them together because orange and pink together are quite shocking, just like that girl that just walked by. So, I'm glad she reminded me of the flowers. That's perfect. I don't know what I would have forgotten that otherwise. The Perth Mint. So this is where I think maybe you might have some thoughts on this matter. Not that you don't have thoughts on other matters, but let's take advantage of your opinion here at this point. So the Perth Mint is still having a fit. And we mentioned this before, but the question always was this an urban myth that they are basically out of silver, or was it not?
It's not. Right. Rick. If the Perth Mint can't sell silver now because they don't have it, the only thing they're doing is selling unallocated silver, and that way nobody knows whether they've got it or not. They won't give their larger holders serial numbers for the 1,000-ounce bars. They just say they're there, and you're supposed to trust them. So if the Perth Mint is having a problem, and the Canadian Mint is having the same problem, yeah, there's a shortage somewhere, in my opinion. What do you think?
April, May is a delivery month. This is not a delivery month, and yet I keep forgetting how many millions of ounces of silver that people have stood or demanded delivery of, which is how and why these shortages are coming to everyone's attention is because there are people, big money, asking for physical silver, and they're being given the runaround, and it's attracting attention in a public way, and it's casting a spotlight on these mints because up until now they've gotten away with murder, and now everybody is like, hey. What's going on over there? And the mints are kind of like going, well, nothing to see here. Move along, nothing to see here. And we're like, just the fact that you're telling us to move along, nothing to see, makes me think there is. So that's kind of where we're at with the with that.
Well, that and there's one other fact to consider here, and that is the what you would call the what I call markup on silver from dealers.
The premium.
We've got, about the cheapest you can find at $6 over spot. And, you know, that's expensive, Rick. But the bottom line is that silver is getting harder and harder to find.
There is, I'm trying to think, I think it's the miner Endeavor. Endeavor refused to sell, to release any of their silver.
Or gold.
In the last 2 weeks of March, because the price was downward. So they were sitting on the silver, which further exacerbates the situation. And you're seeing that too with Bitcoin. The miners are refusing to release what they're mining because they know that the price, the average increase of Bitcoin in April has been 50%. So that means if it's 60 now, it could wind up near 90 by the end of the month if it follows its normal pattern. But this
right.
further exacerbated by the insanity of the Federal Reserve thinking they're going to just basically completely destroy the U.S. dollar with their nonsense. So the silver and the Bitcoin, I would put from that point of view, into the same basic category in that they're not U.S. dollars, and I would regard them as safe haven. I think what we got here is that the Federal Reserve in itself is being exposed as a criminal enterprise.
Oh yeah, you know, and there's absolutely no question. You know, it's a full criminal enterprise on the COMEX. I mean, there's yeah. absolutely no question about that. You've got some of these big silver funds that have even changed their prospectus, you know, I'd hate to be the holder of paper silver right now. I'll put it like that. You know, in midstream, they changed their prospectus and basically say we can do what we want, when we want, how we want, and
yeah,
you
well,
can't do anything about it. I mean, that's boiling it down to the bottom line.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's always been. And so for those people that think, well, you know, I don't worry about it. I've got my money in the bank. It's safe. Well, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you are completely whacked out. The Banking for All Act of about 4 years ago indicates quite clearly that the money in the bank does not belong to you either. It belongs to the bank, and you are an interested party. I've said it before, so I'm going to say it again. If you think your money's safe in the stock market, you are deluded, completely deluded. It is a casino, a rigged game. The bank that's holding your money, it doesn't belong to you. They made sure that this game has been completely rigged in every way, shape, or form. And they're you,
right.
you, the only hope. This is my opinion. The only hope you have of retaining any part of what you have, or had, or will have, is to get it to a place where they can't get to it. Speaking of which, the new tax return form crap that you fill out this year, right on page one, did you buy any cryptos this year? They want to know, okay? So we're going to have a problem here. Uncle Sam wants their cut, so I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to go about this because I do not. Honestly, I just don't feel a moral obligation to give them anything. But, you know, I may have to. We'll see. I'm working on it. Anyway, that is about some total what I have come up with this week. And I'm going to evaporate here. Do you like a prayer before I do that?
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
By all means.
Yeah. St. Joseph, terror of demons, cast your solemn gaze upon the devil and his minions and protect us with your mighty staff. You fled through the night to avoid the devil's wicked designs. Now, by the power of God, smite the demons as they flee from you. Grant special protection, we pray, for children, fathers, families, and the dying. By God's grace, no demon dares approach while you are near. So we beg you, always be near. Amen.
Amen, Rick. Thank you, buddy.
And
well, buddy, I hope you have a productive day. we'll talk later today, if that's okay.
That's fine. I'm wondering if it's a sin to send you a picture of this Walmart shopper. I might do it anyway, and then just go to confession.
There you go.
Frightening. All right. And next week, after you see this, you're only allowed to talk about it for 30 seconds. Okay? We just can't get into trouble with the Lord. All right, I'll talk.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we're going to start taking calls now. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. We'll talk about pretty much whatever you want to. Remember, the show is about rural survival. We'll talk about gardening, animal husbandry, raising chickens, you know, whatever you want to talk about, you know, politics, money, whatever, bring it on. We're ready and waiting for your call. Lori, I know you follow this very closely. Prince Philip died yesterday. Anything you want to make, comments, predictions, any of that stuff?
Not predictions, but I do want to send out my deepest and dearest condolences to Queen Elizabeth on the passing of her husband and to the royal family. I know that there have been mourners placing flowers and cards at Buckingham Palace since his passing was announced. So, like I said, just my thoughts and my prayers are with him at this time. So, hope everybody that follows the royal family has, you know, shows their sympathy as well in this time of hour for them and for the nation over there.
I just got that picture on my phone that Rick was talking about. He was not exaggerating, ladies and gentlemen. I wish this was a podcast. I'd put the picture up on the computer, but it's not. But, oh, my. I'll leave it at that. Okay. Let's see. What else is next on the agenda? Give me just a second, folks. I'm in the wrong place as usual. Ill-prepared for what I wanted to mention. Okay, Northern Ireland violence, worst in decade. Fears of the quote troubles return. Now, if you remember, folks, here a decade ago or so, maybe less, we had the Good Friday Accord that basically put an end to the war in Northern Ireland. Last night, there was a plea by both sides not to do anything in respect for the royal family. It was ignored by the young folks. No serious injuries that I'm aware of, but lots of vehicle fires, dumpster fires, tear gas, and all the rest. The restraint showed by the Irish police is absolutely amazing. They must be under incredible pressure. You couldn't pay me enough to stand out there and get rocks thrown at me. And I mean, these are rocks that were big enough to kill somebody. And, you know, they're basically getting minimum wage plus to stand out there and take this abuse. I wouldn't do it. But anyway, folks, it looks like the Northern Ireland thing is on again. Good Friday Agreement be damned. Let's see. What else do we have going? Now, folks, if you're calling in, go ahead and stay on the line while I look through this. I'm down to one screen on my computer instead of my normal three. I have not put in the new video card yet. Okay, no, we don't have any callers on there yet.
Okay.
Okay. What, Lori?
Well, got to remember also in our prayers for people in the Caribbean islands, because the San Francisco volcano erupted, and it's sending out heavy ash clouds. So they're doing evacuation efforts. But need to keep them in our prayers as well.
Which island was that, St. Vincent?
Yeah, St. Vincent's volcano in the Caribbean islands. So,
well, basically all of St. Vincent either is or was a volcano at one time. I haven't been there since I was about 8 years old, but I remember it. Beautiful place, actually. Guess it's not now, probably. Yeah, but they said they had to evacuate 16,000 people there, Lori. So, that's a lot. Yeah. Oh, you and I were talking last night about the city that it's referred to often as Luxor, but actually it's on the edge of the Luxor government, or desert, Luxor Desert. I forgot the actual name of the city, but archaeologists have unearthed this thing, finally. You know, we've known about it from Egyptian writings forever, but they've actually finally found it. I'm on Zero Hedge, and there are incredible pictures. Lost Golden City rises from the Egyptian sand. Let me see if I can find. Oh, okay. The actual name of the city is the Rise of Aten, A-T-E-N. And it says located on desert outskirts of Luxor. So, and it's on the east bank of the Nile River. But anyway, archaeologists have found and started to unearth this thing. And it's pretty incredible, the pictures that are shown. So if you're interested in art, that's something to look at. So, okay, another thing going on, folks. Russia and Ukraine. And we can't forget NATO. NATO was pushing for the Ukrainians to take back the Donetsk region and Luhansk region. Ukraine started sending in tons of armor and troops. When the Russians started fortifying their, I wouldn't call it their border, but the borders of Luhansk and Donetsk, all of a sudden it's a big deal. The Russians are real bad people, supposedly. Basically, it's NATO encroaching on the pro-Russian states, for lack of a better word, regions in Ukraine that is in the eastern part of their country, and the Russians are worried about their western borders and their friends in those disputed regions. So all I can say is it looks like full-arm conflict is on and nothing can be done about it. The Ukrainians have been shelling Russian and Russian-friendly positions since last Tuesday. So just keep your, just be aware of that going on, because with technology the way it is now, folks, we might not have a week or months build up to war like we did, like we built up in the Gulf War, 30 years ago. So just be aware this is going on. Nothing any of us can do about it, but things could turn south. And if you're already prepared, you shouldn't be too worried about it, really. what can I say? If you've already got everything you can have, you're already prepared, what comes will come. If you're not prepared, that's when you need to start worrying. What can I say? Anyway, folks, calling numbers 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want. Now, Rick and I and Lori were talking about silver earlier in the show. I think the spot price right now is $25.26 an ounce. You're going to pay more than that, okay? You've got the premium, or what I call the markup, above spot. Most places it's $5 to $7 above spot. You know, if silver does what everybody is predicting it's going to do, you're not going to worry about that premium. We know the U.S. dollar is going away. The Treasury even said, I think it was last October, that the dollar's time, I forget the exact way they put it, but basically the dollar's time in the sun is over. So it's a planned implosion. It's going to happen. That is, if the Fed maintains its power, it's going to happen. When all those dollars start coming back to the United States, then you're really going to see hyperinflation much more than you're seeing it now. Well, Lori, we've got a caller. We've got Andy in Texas on line 3. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you guys again. Hey, I think the world needs to understand that everybody's involved in this whole thing, including the Russians. I mean, everything is about depopulation. Okay. So if they kick off a war, it's about killing people. So the Russians are, I mean, if the Russians defend Ukraine or come after Crimea or whatever they're going to do, most of these things are all preempted, and they're just making us serfs fight their little wars because it depopulates. I mean, in the most part, that's been their favorite way to kill us. Now they're trying to kill us with a vaccine or a therapy or whatever the heck that is, a computer module, whatever it is. And, I mean, it's an ongoing thing, and that's been their, they've been obsessed with killing them. And so far, they're doing a pretty dang good job. I mean, putting Planned Parenthood together and then doing it in black neighborhoods. And I keep telling all my black friends, and I have several of them, they put Planned Parenthood in there to get rid of you guys. That's why they're in your neighborhood. You see what I'm saying?
Right, I mean, exactly.
Yeah, and it's all about depopulation, and people need to understand that, and they got to get it through their head real super quick. Because your life depends on it. They're not playing around. Okay. They're doing this really nice and slow, but they've sped it up in this last year. This COVID-19 gave them an opportunity to speed everything up. And now they've got people believing that that this vaccine is going to cure them, and yet you still have to wear a mask. You still have to get an additional vaccine, and every 6 months you'll probably have to get a plug, too. So, I mean...
Right.
People have to wake up. This is about life or death here. I mean, we're living from day to day wondering if today's the day they're going to kill me. Where's my thought?
Oh, absolutely, Andy. You know, and here's the whole thing on the virus and the vaccine. You know, one, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in cooperation with a bunch of federal government agencies, war gamed this back in, I think it was October of 19, and almost the exact same scenario.
Event 201, but they also did a SPARS, too. Alex Jones laid out a SPARS. They called it SPARS instead of ZARS or SARS or whatever. And this thing's been planned for years. And I'm thankful that there's a show like yours that we can put this out there, and I hope there's a couple thousand at least listening. I mean, a couple million would be great. You know, 200 million would be awesome if people could hear this information, but we're really not getting there. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry, sir.
No, you're absolutely right. And in all honesty, with satellite broadcasts and all, we have no idea how many listeners we have. You know, I know on TalkStream Live, we ranked one notch above CNN. I think it was July of last year, we ranked one notch above CNN Radio. So we are getting out there. You know,
I listen to tune in radio. So
okay.
I carry RBN with me everywhere I go, every day.
Well, yeah, I do too. In fact, I listen to RBN myself a lot of times when I'm doing work on the computer where I can listen to the audio and still get my work done. So I do the same thing, Andy. But anyway, back to the vaccines. Now, I don't know if you know it or not, but I've been reading that I believe it's four states now. Georgia was one of them. North Carolina was another. But I forgot the four states that have suspended using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of adverse reactions. I think North Carolina was the first, if I remember correctly, but I'm not positive. And so apparently that's a pretty bad vaccine. We know the RNA therapy vaccines are not good. In fact, I've got a printout of a news story right here in front of me. The headline says, it's entirely possible vaccine campaigns will be used for massive scale depopulation. And this is the former Pfizer vice president and chief science officer, Dr. Mike Yeadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N. Now, you take a gentleman like this who's, you know, was at the very top of Pfizer. And for him to come out and say this, and it's quite a, let me see, it's a 7-page printed out article. And for him to come out and say things like he said in this article, and I recommend people to read it themselves. I got it from LifeSite News, all one word, LifeSiteNews.com. And people should read this. This is the guy that used to make vaccines coming out and talking about Pfizer's RNA therapy vaccine. So, you know, I think it's very important that people understand this. I got an email from a woman that I sold one of those mosquito netting masks to. And basically, the problem was simple. The mask didn't fit her. But she was so proud that she was going to get her second shot. And I refuse to call it a vaccine. But so proud that she was going to get her second shot on March 11th, you know, last month. I didn't know what to say to her. I didn't even, finally in our conversation, I just quit responding because all I can think is I'm talking to a dead woman.
Well, you know what they're actually doing right now? They're focusing on Hispanic folks that don't know any better and the black folks that don't remember Tuskegee, because I have several black folks here in North Texas here. And these older black folks, they've all gotten their vaccines. And they got the mRNA. They got the Moderna. They got the Pfizer. You got Johnson & Johnson is now coming out with some bad after effects, but AstraZeneca has literally killed several people. I mean, many countries have pulled AstraZeneca completely out of their program. It dissolves their liver and it brings in blood clots. And I think that's what Johnson & Johnson is now experiencing, is blood clots and whatnot. That, you know, if that gets to your head, it can cause a stroke or whatnot, or a heart attack or whatnot. So,
embolism in the lungs. These blood clots are bad.
You shouldn't take it. That's the bottom line. None of them.
I agree. I absolutely agree, Andy.
That's my story. You guys have a good one. Thanks for all
you
yours.
You too, Andy. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Please hold on.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Our call-in number is 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. Give us a shout. Let us know what you're thinking about or anything you'd like to talk about. Just give us a call. Okay.
Yeah, and right now, folks, all of our lines are open, so you won't have to wait but all a minute or so at most. So give us a call, like Lori said. You know, Lori, we were talking about silver in the last hour, and there's something else that's a worthy, in my opinion, a worthy investment, and that is ammunition. Now, right now, folks, as I'm sure all of you are aware, ammunition is getting harder to get, and it's getting more expensive. Mentally, in my mental tracking of ammunition, let's say 223 or 5.56 NATO, the price has gone up about four times or 400% in the last 3 or 4 years. Might even be a shorter time than that. But if you want it, you're going to have to pay for it. My goal, personally, is 1,000 rounds for every weapon we own. I'm actually getting close, but I still got a ways to go. Now, I can't go out and buy everything I need. It's financially impossible. But what I do is when I find ammo at a good deal, I buy it. If I've got the money, I buy it. You know, sometimes in 150-round lots, sometimes in a 250-round lot, and sometimes just one or two boxes at the pawn shop. But the bottom line is, folks, they're still making it, but the government's buying it up at a faster rate than they can produce it. So, either as a barter item or to have it when it becomes prohibitively expensive to buy more, I think is a good thing. Everybody's situation is different, but I know that I don't want to be in a position where we don't have ammo for any one of the number of weapons we have. So just a heads up. Lori, since we don't have any callers, why don't we give folks a few tips? This is a Rural Survival Show. A few little known facts that will help people out. What do you say? Because I've got a list of them a mile long in my head.
A list a mile long? Wow.
Well, not really, but...
Well, in the past...
I can start if you want.
Well, in the past, we talked about a lot of different things, but one of them is, right now, if you don't have the knowledge of things that you might need to survive with, a good thing to start with would be looking at books, whether it's to capture animals for meat or how to fish or how to smoke the meats or whatever. Tracking. Also, books that are on your plant life, because there are so many plants out there in the woods that people think are weeds or just no good, but are actually edible and actually good for you, and some are actually used for medicine. These types of books are good to have on hand, because, you know, if things do go bad, and when they go bad, you're not going to have the power to start up your computer or start up your phone. I mean, who knows if it's going to work at the other end, even if you could start them up. So books are a good thing to have on hand to look up and to have the knowledge of. Also, make sure that you have, of course, plenty of blankets or whatnot, you know, in case the weather turns cold, because you're not going to have that heat to keep you warm. If you're lucky enough
to have the weather patterns change. Yes. You know, Lori, the weather patterns are changing so drastically. You know, we notice it here because, you know, we depend on the weather.
Right.
But I got feeling people in cities and all maybe don't see the changes we see. Everything's off. You know, when it's supposed to be warm, it's cold, you know, but yet in December we had an 85-degree day.
Right.
It's, you know, and last year I remember going out first week of June, and I had to put on a heavy jacket, not a light one. So, you know, folks, the weather is changing. And what Lori is saying is 1,000% true. You know, let's say that, you know, you have a ice storm this month. It's not out of the question. And you lose power, you know. You still got to have wood to heat or whatever it is you use to heat. And you also need an alternative method for heating. Now, Lori and I chose one of those. I'm not going to blame this on Lori. I chose one of those rocket stoves. And it does work. That our house is too big for just one to take care of it. But what it does, it keeps the house to a point where you're not going to die from hypothermia. You know, it keeps the house between 55 and 65 degrees, even when it's 15 degrees below zero outside. That's one of the options we went for. And the way we've got it set up, if we absolutely have to, we can cook on it. So, you know, it's a good thing to have. Yes, it was, I guess retail price on them is $1,800, but it was a significant, you know, we bought it wholesale, but still a significant investment. But it's one I'm very glad I made, because it can take both the wood pellets and branches up to 3 inches in diameter, either one, not both at the same time, but one or the other. And, you know, living here on this farm, we will never run out of fuel for that thing. It just won't happen. So, you know, that's something to look at for alternative heat. And I'm sorry I stepped all over you there, Lori. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, if you're lucky enough to have some of those wonderful blankets that your grandmother or your great-grandmother made, then, hey, you got it covered. I was also thinking while you were talking about the power outage, you know, I'd hate to be one of those people that live in one of those huge rise apartment buildings or condominiums that are like up on the 30-something floor or higher. You know, that's a lot of flight of stairs to walk down.
Imagine having to walk back up them.
No. I'm good where I'm at, thank you. I like the country. but, you know, we also mentioned if you're on medication, if you need medicines, to make sure that you have ample meds in storage. But again, if you have a book on...
And rotate out, use your oldest stuff first. Keep that in mind, folks. Always use your oldest medication first.
But if you're lucky enough to have a few books on hand, like I said, that talk about the plants outside, okay, that, like I said, you walk by or you cut down constantly thinking that they're weeds. A lot of what we think are weeds are not. There are actually plants that are used for medicine. And a lot of these books will explain to you how to, once you cut them, how to either boil them down so they can be used as medication, or how to use the leaves for wound wraps and stuff like this. Also, plants out there that teach you how to keep your sugar lower, your cholesterol lower. I mean, Mother Nature has everything we want. So these types
Absolutely.
Of books are really good.
Hey, Lori, we got a caller.
Okay, go ahead.
We got Tom in Utah on line 11. Welcome back, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
I was just going to give a ditto to you, Lori. People really need to become familiar with the edible plants in their area, even sidewalk weeds. Make
Absolutely.
Sure you become familiar with those. And by the way, you don't have to cook them, so you can eat them, not have to, you know, find fuel. So you can use your fuel, you know, to keep warm or to warm water, but you don't need to waste fuel on cooking if you eat the plants right out of the garden. There's no...
Well,
dandelions is a perfect
right.
example
just,
of weed, Tom.
Well, it's not just the weeds that we cut down daily. There's trees, different trees that you can eat, the barks that you can boil down for teas, for medicine. There's also flowers, you know, that you have out in your garden every day that you look at them and you think, oh, how beautiful they are. But a lot of them make your teas. They also make your medicines. You know, people don't think about this. And these are the types of books I think that they really need to have on hand so that they can go back and look at them and say, well, is this one edible? You know, what can I make
yeah,
with
you
it?
Do
what
have
will
to be,
it do or help me?
Yeah, you do have to be aware which plants are toxic.
Exactly.
By the way, the mite is the rabbit or the deer. Whatever the rabbit or the deer will nibble on is safe for you.
You can eat. Exactly.
Right.
So don't kill your guide. Don't eat your guide.
Well, not everybody
the
has a deer or a rabbit around to know.
Follow the rabbit. But don't have him for lunch.
Well, I hear you there, Tom.
And the fact is, you become extremely efficient when you're eating garden food. As soon as you put an animal tissue into, you drop from about 90% efficiency down to about 20 or 10% efficiency. So when things are scarce, stay in the garden and only resort to the flesh when there is nothing else but to keep you alive. The
right.
garden is
well,
the most efficient program.
I agree with you, Tom. The biggest problem we have here is deer getting into stuff. And we use container gardening mostly. But the deer will literally come right up to the back porch. And occasionally, they even get on it. They'll come right here up to the house. I'm talking 15 feet from the house and eat our
closer
stuff.
When the dogs, well, if the dogs aren't paying attention, they get closer.
They'll steal the rhubarb pie out of the kitchen window.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I will take a deer in that case. But I can't, in my mind, I can't see wasting the meat. So it will go in the freezer or be canned, just in case.
Yeah, but use that as a last resort. Last resort.
Oh, yeah. That's what we do. Right now, last year, we had to kill a lot of deer. And I got to admit, 90% of the meat was given away. But we have got such a population here that if we didn't start spitting them out.
Use the deer meat to bribe the UN Army.
Hey, there you go. But anyway, we had a choice of either thinning them out or disease running through them. Yeah.
You know, they'll want a Big Mac.
I'll tell you. Oh, yeah. No question about that. Well, like they say,
so
Tom,
little helmets make wonderful parts. Clean.
Yeah.
This delay is
like I said, like they said. Yeah, blue helmets do make wonderful targets, my friend. So.
Anyway,
I don't
really
know.
Recommend people get the publications listing the edible plants in your area. Become familiar with it because that'll be the difference between survival and let's see, what does that say? My children perish for want of knowledge, or for lack of knowledge.
Right, exactly. For lack of knowledge, yeah. At least
all
that's
right.
The way I've heard it.
And again, the pathogens do not survive in the garden. They only survive in the fauna. And that when you bring that fauna into you, you risk getting the pathogens and turning your body against itself. So become familiar
yeah.
with the plant foods that you can eat in the wild. And like Laurie says, even the trees that are,
I say,
the lunch of the deer are good for you. Anyway.
Yeah, and also pay attention to what they don't eat.
Exactly.
We got one tree here. It's called a cherry. That's what people call them, cherry trees. They got little black berries on them. They're not like a store-bought cherry, but that's what they're called. They become highly toxic once a branch is broken off and it's disconnected from the tree and starts to wilt. They will kill a horse that nibbles on them.
Right.
But when they're attached to the tree, they're harmless. Figure that one out.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, what the natural herbivores will touch, that then it means it's okay. In fact, I tell people if the rabbit's nibbling on something, go ahead and go to the same plant that he nibbled on, but you nibble the rest down to the root, and that's where the sugar and the proteins are. The upper part where
right.
he's nibbling, the green part, that's where the fiber is. It's good for you. That's where the vitamins and minerals are as well. But you can eat more the more starchy food and more sugary food if you go down towards the root. And eat the root.
Okay.
Like,
now that's
like
something,
cattail.
You know, Tom, that's something I didn't realize. I guess I knew it, but I never thought about it. And that's an extremely good point.
Now that's like the potato. Potato is part of the root system.
Right.
That's where the starch is.
Exactly.
That's where your energy is stored. Like the like a potato, like the onion, like the radish.
Right.
Like the tubers. Anyway, you kids have a good time.
One of my
stay out of trouble.
You too, Tom. You have a great weekend.
All right. We got time for one more call, folks, and then we're going to have to wrap it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, babe, you said you had one more caller?
Yeah. We got Stoney in Georgia on line three. Good morning, Stoney.
Yeah, good morning, folks. How y'all doing today?
Doing good, Stoney.
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Listen, Laura, am I pronouncing
it? It's Laurie.
Yes, ma'am. I commend you on your well wishes to the Prince Philip. But I want to get back to him in a minute. To the caller before Tom, I don't think Putin wants war at all. But Putin will not allow his people to be slaughtered just because someone else wants to depopulate the earth. But the real thing they want is to stop Nord Stream 2, which takes gas, liquid, natural gas, straight to Germany and bypass Ukraine. Okay, which Biden,
absolutely,
and Hunter and old man Biden were getting a cut off. That's what it's really about. Now, Putin and the Russians, they have, you know, nuclear storm shelters for their entire population. What does America have?
Yes, they do. Nothing.
Okay, they could care.
Right.
The American elite could care less. Nothing about the American people. Okay. Now I want to come back to Laura, and I appreciate you saying what you said, but I'm gonna go back to something the Prince said in 1988, in which he said that when he dies, he wishes to be reincarnated as a virus, so he can depopulate 90% of the world's population.
Yes, he did say that.
Okay.
You're 100% correct.
Exactly.
I remember.
He said that exactly 33 years ago to the day he died. Now, let me just point out some other
things. Isn't that interesting?
Excuse me?
I said, isn't that interesting? 33 years.
Isn't it? 33 years ago to
that
the
number
day
before.
That he, to the day that he was announced. Now, here's three other things that you might find very interesting. He died on the 99th day of the year, on the 9th day of April, okay, and he was 99 years old, and he died in the middle of a pandemic virus.
Yep.
Those things lost
on me.
Yeah. I just want you to pay attention to that, and I think in order to confirm what he was and what he was about, I think maybe he died a couple of days before they just announced it on those days to synchronize everything into this quote-unquote Illuminati language.
Oh, that's entirely possible. That is entirely possible, Stoney. Hey, buddy, we're out of time for today.
Okay.
Call me next week, maybe earlier.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for us for today. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. Hope everybody tunes back in. Keep your head on a swivel, folks. A lot of things happening. So that's it for us. Bye-bye, folks.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.